From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. called on the U.N. Security Council Monday to approve the strongest possible measures against North Korea following its sixth most powerful nuclear test. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley described Pyongyang's nuclear program as more advanced and dangerous than ever.
They now fire missiles over Japanese airspace. They now have ICBM capabilities. They now claim to have tested a hydrogen bomb. And just this morning, there are reports that the regime is preparing for yet another ICBM launch. To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough.
Haley said the U.S. will look to any country doing business with the North as one giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions.
当前半岛事态.
One of those countries is China. Its ambassador, Liu Jieyi, warned the situation is deteriorating. He urged the matter be resolved peacefully. China, he said, will never allow chaos and war on the peninsula. Pyongyang claimed it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. There is no agreement among experts on that. Bruce Bennett is a RAND Corporation defense analyst.
My definition of a hydrogen bomb is one of those weapons that goes off in the megaton range. So they're still a factor of 10 smaller than that.
President Donald Trump and his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles that target the North. Kenya's Electoral Commission announced Monday a new presidential election will take place October 17. That follows last week's Supreme Court ruling invalidating the August 8 vote that the commission said was won by President Uhuru Kenyatta. The court nullified the vote, citing widespread irregularities. This is VOA News.